Blog Talk Radio.
Breaking news, breaking news. So for those that haven't heard, and yet another slap in the face to black people around the country, especially with this criminal justice system. And the way it dishes out punishments when it comes to white people. So for those that haven't heard, and yet another slap in the face to black people around the country, especially with this criminal justice system, and the way it dishes out punishments when it comes to white people versus black people. In a story published on TheRoot.com, as well as on The Lyrical Elitist, you'll find all the links in the description box. A white boy named John R. K. Howard, 19, out of Idaho, high school student, will not go to jail for raping a black disabled teammate. He will not go to jail. Funny, isn't it? Crazy, ain't it? He raped a black disabled teammate. And you know what the news reports are saying? It was not a hate crime. It was not a sex crime. So he will not face prison time. I'm sorry. If you call it rape, rape is a sex crime, regardless of penetration. Because guess what? Molestation, sexual harassment, whatever. But no, he will not face punishment, prison time, for raping a black disabled teammate. And here's the story. John R.K. Howard, 19, who was originally charged with sexually assaulting a black mentally disabled teammate in October 2015, was allowed to plead guilty to a lesser charge Friday. Prosecutors are claiming that the attack was neither a sex crime nor racially motivated. Well, first off, what constitutes rape? How far does a person have to go for it to be called rape? And is not rape a sexual crime in its own nature? No, I'm asking. Is not rape a sexual crime in its own nature? Anyway, we'll keep going. John R.K. Howard, 19, originally of Keller, Texas, pleaded guilty Friday in a Twin Falls, Idaho courtroom to injury to a child. That's what he got. Injury to a child. A slap on the wrist. So how many child rapists, child molesters, child sex offenders are able to get away with injury to a child? When it's clear that rape was the crime committed. Anyway, according to news sites, Howard would likely be sentenced to 2 to 3 years of probation, which he may be able to complete in Texas. Prosecutors will reportedly recommend that Howard serve 300 hours of community service. Still, the 19-year-old will completely avoid prison or jail time for his part in the brutal attack, a brutal October 2015 attack of a black mentally disabled teammate after a football practice at Dietrich High School. According to the Times News, he may even ultimately be able to have his conviction dismissed if he completes his probation without any issues and without committing any more crimes. Now, according to that deal, Howard submitted an Alford plea. And for those that don't know what the Alford plea, it allows him to maintain his innocence while acknowledging that prosecutors would have most likely won a conviction if the case had gone to trial. Now, let's run that back. He is pleading innocent. He's maintaining his innocence. But he is acknowledging that had the case gone to trial, prosecutors would be able to find him guilty of it. Okay. That shit is just ridiculous. That's not a loophole. That's an exit plan. That's not a loophole. That's an exit plan. Because trust and believe, all the crimes that black people have been convicted of, they can plead not guilty to, but say that if prosecution takes it to trial, they can find him guilty and be able to just walk off with a lesser sentence, a lesser punishment. Kevin Gates would not have to serve 6 months in prison for kicking a woman in the chest if he would have just pleaded not guilty, taking an Alford plea, plead not guilty, but acknowledge that if prosecutors take it to trial with a jury of all women, they would get a guilty verdict. Come on, dog. Really? Really? So, black folks, how much is your life worth? It doesn't matter if the white man rapes you. It doesn't matter if you're disabled or not. You playing for the same team. Double entendre. Playing for the same team. Raped by a white boy. That white boy was butt-breaking that teammate. Butt-breaking. Butt-breaking. However you want to call it, he was busting him in the ass. But guess what? The way the correction system is set up, the Justice Department system is set up, he gets off with a slap on the wrist. No jail time, no prison time, just probation, and he still gets to live his life. And if he completes his probation, all those charges magically go away. But yet, Obama wants to give clemency and commutate all these people's sentences, but don't want to freaking pardon them, don't want to freaking erase the charges that were placed against them. That should tell you something. So, anyway, keeping up with the story, a judge will only order prison time for Howard if he violates his probation. The maximum punishment that could be meted out in such a case would be 10 years in prison. 10 years in prison and a fine up to $50,000. Deputy Attorney General Casey Hammer acknowledged during the hearing that Howard's actions were egregious. It caused the victim a lot of suffering. But, he added, it was not a sex crime. And that was why the Attorney General's office reduced the charges. Here's what Hammer said. We don't believe it's appropriate for Mr. Howard to suffer the consequences of a sex offender, but he still needs to be held accountable. Hammer agreed with Howard's attorney's claim that the victim was not at any time pinned down, raped, or subjected to any sort of forcible penetration, citing evidence. So, okay, if it wasn't any sexual penetration, do we have molestation? Do we have harassment? The things that apply to women, in particular white women. But we're not making it about race when it comes to the women. This is a sex thing. Women. So if there's no penetration, what happens to the molestation charges? What happens to the harassment charges? All this boy is walking off with is injury to a child. So if there's injury to a child, what injury was done to the child? When you call it a rape case. What injury was done to the child? Questions that need to be asked. And answered. Now, when asked by the judge whether prosecutors intended to argue that the attack was racially motivated, Hemmer said no. Your Honor, based on what we've had, no. I will say that there are things that we found going around that school and that locker room involving a lot of the parties here that had racial undertones. But it's not our belief that this was a racially motivated crime. This was more of a vulnerable victim motivated crime. That's how they lie to you in doublespeak. Yes, there are racial undertones in the case, but it was not a racially motivated crime. Race did not have a factor. If race did not have a factor, there would be no racial undertones. Because guess what? Underneath the surface is where you find the root. So if the undertone is racially motivated, should not the surface be racially motivated? What kind of tree bears a fruit that is not of its own seed? I do not see orange trees growing apples. I don't see apple trees growing oranges. I don't see avocados growing watermelons. But I guess that's just too simple. And that's just a problem with our law system. It is not made for the simple. It is not made for logic. It is made to protect the ones who put it in play. Now, you'll find more on this story, other videos, and so on and so forth on our website, thelyricalelitist.com. Actually, it's www.lyricalelitist.com. You can check out our Facebook, facebook.com/lyricalelitist. Instagram is TLETV. YouTube, Lyrical Elitist, as well as TLETV. Subscribe, share. You like what we're doing, you want to support, donate at patreon.com, patreon.com/TLENews. I'm your host, NH Labduni. I'm signing out for TLETV, Lyrical Elitist. Y'all have a wonderful freaking day.
On the poplar trees.
Make a nigga do things, Hussein. Turn your house black. Yes, I'm different, no two chain. Got a couple shackles on, but you call them braces. So face it, you quick to draw them out, I'm quick to race it. Drop nugs of verse sweet enough to track the fruit flea. I let them gas me when I'm running on empty. But tempt me, pull another leaf up out the raffle. Pastor, I can't seem to shake the past, but I see tomorrow as a jit, so I can't settle for the present. In my gift, I feel a curse, my lines will keep me out of heaven. The blood spill be the only way to bathe me. Forsake me not, see the only way to save he.
Black bodies winging in the sky. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees, from the poplar trees.